What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So 7 days into 2017, and I'm pretty sure that most of us have already broken our New Year's resolution.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Jason. First show of the new year, man. Can't say I'm sorry to see 2016 go, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a new year. It's going to be a great year.
New year, new start. The new year is going to bring a new national champion. That will either be Alabama or Clemson. So we're going to break that game down. Joining us later on in the show, the Glenn Academy Terror head coach, basketball head coach, Terrence Haywood, steps on, or actually calls in, and we'll interview him about the Red Terror season. We'll talk some NFL playoffs. The Hawks have, I guess, decided to blow up the whole deal.
They were tired of 2016 as well.
Yeah, I suppose so. We also have some news around the high school football world of coaching. We'll get you that news that has trickled down the wire to us, which actually doesn't really trickle down the wire. We go out and find that stuff because that's what we do. Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth, this is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can get your calls in, 912-275-7017. You can also email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of the show and you want to listen to any of it or just listen to the whole thing again, you can hear it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're also streaming on Facebook Live, my Facebook page, I think Drayton's Facebook page, WBQO, Bishop Media, Southern Sports Edition, and The Game. Go to any of those, and I think you'll probably be able to find us, I'm assuming. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Watermarks Printing, and the big one, Clemson, Alabama, who you got?
The rematch. Going in, I still have to go with Alabama, just slight favorite because of the defense, the talent and speed and athleticism of that defense. Clemson is kind of, they will be the most dynamic offense Alabama has faced all season long. And going off of what we saw last year too, Clemson was able to move the ball up and down the field. If it wasn't for a great special teams call with the little pooch kick or onside kick that Alabama recovered, who knows what happens last year. Alabama, you know, Clemson's got the little bit of revenge. They got more motivation, I guess, to go out feeling like they should have won last year. I don't know. I just have to go with defense and running game anytime it's, you know, it's a significant advantage for Alabama or in any football game for that matter.
My wife will tell you that I'm a believer in percentages, that I believe in odds, how things will play out versus how they should play out, I guess, typically. Statistically, I'm a huge believer in statistics. Mm-hmm. And so Alabama has won a ton of national championships. The statistics are against them. Mm-hmm. Clemson is better, in my opinion, than they were last year. And it took Alabama with a great fourth down call last year to beat Clemson. Mm-hmm. And Nick Saban even said after that game, if we don't do that, I know that we can't stop Deshaun Watson. We couldn't give the ball back. Mm-hmm. It took that special call for Alabama to win last year. Clemson's a better football team this year than they were last year. I'm going Clemson. Mm-hmm. I feel like Deshaun Watson, the best player in the country. I know there's some hardware sitting somewhere else that's not in Deshaun Watson's cupboard or cabinet or mantle, whatever you want to go. But it should be. He's the best player in the country. I think as long as he is healthy, mm-hmm. Clemson finds a way to win that football game. And frankly, I feel like Clemson is a better team than Alabama. I've said that from the jump. Mm-hmm. Clemson will win the national championship.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, man. I think, you know, you say Clemson is better than last year. I think Alabama's defense may be a little better. I think they're a little styled a little different, where they're faster. They appear faster than last year's team. I think last year was a little more defensive line oriented. They got great defensive line, but I think they were deeper last year at the line. But I think this year with Reuben Foster and Rashad Evans and those guys that can just run like gazelles and they're still 240 pounds, I think Watson may have a little more difficulty finding those open holes and open lanes to run the ball. And I think that's where he's at his best, is where he has the option to take off when people are covering those crazy wide receivers that he has to go to.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 275-707-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. The other thing, too, that I feel like is going to play on Clemson's advantage is you got a brand-new offensive coordinator calling plays. Steve Sarkisian's not familiar with the players. He's not familiar with the playbook. Lane Kiffin's not going to be calling those plays, who was familiar with the players, was familiar with the playbook. So if you've got to delve deep into that playbook, Steve Sarkisian doesn't have the knowledge of the playbook or the players to execute those plays, whether they can or can't, to be able to call plays late in the third quarter, late in the fourth quarter. I think that's going to be a huge advantage for Clemson, because Alabama's not going to really be able to delve deep into their playbook if they have to.
Right.
Typically, I mean, I can't imagine that Steve Sarkisian calling plays for the first time, that the Alabama offense, with really a week to prepare for Clemson and only a week for Steve Sarkisian to familiarize himself with the players and the playbook on offense, I can't imagine that he's going to be able to go more than maybe four pages into the playbook.
Yeah. Congratulations, you're the new offensive coordinator, Steve. Now go win a national championship in your first game. It's crazy. But the good thing for Alabama is a couple things. And I think that was probably in the works a little bit that Saban probably had an idea that Kiffin was going to be gone after this year. He brought Sarkisian in. They're very familiar. They were both co-offensive coordinators at Southern Cal under Pete Carroll. So they're familiar with the playbook that Kiffin likes to run. And he's at least been in Tuscaloosa for this year. You know, Kiffin's been there for two or three years.
Three.
So he's been, you know, so he's somewhat familiar with, but not the in-depth detail, like, you know, kind of like you were saying, with the players and what they're running at in Alabama. However, counter to that, I don't think Sarkisian's called to play a game 2 years, maybe, if you go back and look. But at Southern Cal, early last year, maybe, was his last game when he was actually the offensive coordinator or play caller for Southern Cal before he was let go for apparently drinking on the job, apparently. Or
a lot.
Something was going on anyway.
Right. Well, in case you live under a rock, Sarkisian was the head coach at USC, and he had an alcohol problem, and he was showing up to benefits and fundraisers and all that good stuff lit. Hammered, not half lit.
Hammered.
Lit completely. And so the brass at USC decided that wasn't the image that they wanted to present to their boosters, to their to the kids' parents that they were trying to recruit, so they just decided to cut ties, even though he was only there for a short time. And he was a good coach. He did, you know, before he got there, he basically, I believe he was at Washington. Before that and turned that program around, was winning there. And you see the next step that Chris Peterson has taken the Huskies to, getting into the college football championship or playoff, rather. But we'll see. I think that when it's third and 15 and you're looking for a way to convert your first down, you've got to know what your skill set is of your players. Can I give the ball to Bo Scarborough on third and 15 on a counter? Does he have the speed to be able to get that first down before the linebackers close on him before the first down marker? Is he fast enough to get there before the defense realizes that we're running the football? He doesn't know those things.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I do. I think that's a huge, huge advantage for Clemson. And I think that's part of the reason why they win this game.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
For years, Shelvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shelvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shelvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Give us your calls this morning, 275-7017. This segment is brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by M&B Liquors. And right now, let's delve into the weekend review from Jason Bishop's mind.
And here we go. Having Steve Sarkisian step in for Lane Kiffin as offensive coordinator will cost Alabama the national title. Deshaun Watson, enjoy your remaining time at Clemson. Your next team will be the Browns. The Jacksonville Jaguar job is the best open job in the NFL. I'm serious. My favorite college basketball player, Grayson Allen. The Braves rumor to be interested in trading for Brian Dozier and signing Matt Wieters. SMH. Georgia Bulldogs 2017 recruiting class will be no worse than third in the country. Bama fans, enjoy Nick Saban while you can. He will be back in the NFL in 2 years. Is there anyone out there that truly believes the Falcons can beat the Cowboys and Patriots back-to-back to win the Super Bowl? I don't. And these are my thoughts.
I hear you, Jason.
It's how I roll.
I get some of those points. You mentioned Sark again and you know, the Kiffin situation. One thing I did want to say is you got to think about it from Clemson's perspective, too. They're going to have to go and game plan for different things. I know it's going to be hard to implement it in a week, but they're going to have to go back and look at some Washington film and some Southern Cal film, things like that, taking time away from what they thought they were going to be ready to take care of with just Kiffin. So just a little mix in there, too, that can kind of give them some extra difficulty in game planning for this game.
I kind of disagree with you on that, because while I get your point, the thing is, is that when he was calling plays at USC in Washington, he had full scope of the playbook. He knew what was there. He knew what talent he had on the field and what those players were capable of. In Alabama, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the full scope of the playbook, the full scope of the playbook, nor does he really know what his players can or can't do on a deep, deep level. So, yeah, I mean, I get your point, but yeah. I don't think they're really going to have to game plan too much for how he calls games because he's not really coming to the table with a loaded gun.
Yeah, it'll be all I know is I'm glad we'll get to check it out and also sad that it's the last college game of the year.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. All right, so in the high school football world, there are some coaching things going on. So first off, up in Bradwell, Coach Greg Hill, who, for those of folks that aren't familiar with him, he is the former quarterback at Georgia Southern. They won a couple national championships when he was there in the late 90s. He took over as the Bradwell head coach about 3 years ago. He's been there for 3 years. He didn't win a game his first 2 years, by the way. I think he went 0-20. I did the math really fast. 10 games a year, 2 years, 10, 0-20. 0-20. Now, this year, he did start to show some signs of getting that program turned around. They made the playoffs for the first time in God knows when. Yeah. And he wanted the Tigers of Bradwell Institute to invest into their program, much like what Rocky Hidalgo had Glenn Academy do, and they weren't willing to do it. Hmm. So basically, he put out a statement that said, "I am resigning from Bradwell Institute." And the reason is, if they want something different, they have to give something different, and they're not willing to do that. So he's rumored to join the Georgia Southern staff. Also, if that doesn't happen, I have heard some rumors, and that's a key word with this, I have heard some rumors that if the Georgia Southern thing falls through for Greg Hill, he will take over the Statesboro program.
Wow. That'd be a big loss for Bradwell, because like you said, they started to show some signs of taking on his persona, a little bit of toughness, running the ball no matter what against any defense. I mean, even, you know, the Brunswick game, they came out and won and by running the ball. You know, they came out and you knew what they were going to do. If you couldn't stop it, they were going to beat you. So that'd be a big loss for Bradwell, I think.
Basically what happened is he wanted them to spend some money on facilities, weight rooms, things like that, and they weren't willing to do it.
And that's something you have to do nowadays.
If you want to win.
Attention to all athletic directors in high school, college, anything. You got to spend money, man, to keep up with everybody else, if nothing else.
Some other news in the coaching world of high school is Robbie Robinson, who has been reportedly rumored to be interested in the Brunswick High job and had inquired about the Brunswick High job. That I do know for a fact. I also know now for a fact he has applied for the Brunswick High job, and he has also applied for the open Camden job as well.
Okay. I love Coach Robinson. I think he could, you know, any job you can bring him in, it's a good move. A little surprised, you know, I don't know if they'll, I think McIntosh has got some good things, good pieces coming back next year, but it's not, you know, it's still not Camden or Brunswick. No, I mean,
well,
not mean that negatively towards McIntosh, but it's just you got much more to work with at these other two schools.
Gosh, I can't believe this is about to come out of my mouth, but I really do believe this, at least right now. Right now, this may change in 2 years. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're going, if you had a choice between the Brunswick job and the Camden job, and you could take either one, if you took the Brunswick job, you're going to win right now.
Yeah.
And you're going to make the playoffs, and you're going to have a really, really solid team to be able to coach.
Mm-hmm.
That team that Brunswick has coming back, are they as talented as the group on paper they had last year? No, probably not. Are they good enough to make a deep playoff run? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
No doubt.
Now, the Camden situation, complete opposite. They've run into a situation where they haven't really been familiar with this in a very, very long time, to where there's not a ton of talent coming mm-hmm. through the system, and they've got some kids on their roster right now that in years past probably would never even have sniffed the field, and those kids are starting. Now, in 2 years, that's going to change because there's a class that's on the way through Camden that's going to be all world, and Camden's going to be right back to where they're accustomed to being. But right now, if you had to make that choice, Brunswick or Camden, if you took the Camden job, you're going to lose for 2 years. The Brunswick job, you're going to win for 2 years. But in 2 years, Camden's going to be back to that elite level of contending for state championships. And I don't know that in 2 years, Brunswick is going to be at that level unless a really, really good coach comes in and implements at Brunswick what Rocky Hidalgo implemented at Glenn program-wise.
Building a program for the future. I mean, granted, I mean, you kind of have to go with what you have as the strongest foundation, which would be Brunswick. You know, I think Brunswick, it would be Brunswick 1, Camden 2, because of what you have right now to start with. Because let's be honest, you don't want to come into a program as the new coach and go 4-6 your first year or 2-8 or something like that. So if you can go ahead and start a winning perception and a winning tradition under your reign, that's going to help you out a lot, not only this year, but like you said, in 2 years and in the future.
I think from what I understand, the Brunswick job has come down to two candidates. That's Mike Palmieri out of Mallard Creek in North Carolina and Kevin Whitley in Stockbridge up near Atlanta, South Atlanta. I think one of those two guys will probably end up with the Brunswick High job. I'm hearing that they're going to make a hire in the next few weeks before February 1st.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're pretty close to getting a new captain on the ship at Brunswick. So we'll see, but I'm pretty certain it's going to be one of those two guys.
Yeah, yeah. And on the Camden front, one thing I heard, it's nothing specific. I couldn't get any details, but the lead candidate there is someone from out of state, is what I've heard from inside people at Camden.
That is the most vague news break I have ever heard.
Might be right. Let me throw something against the wall, see if it sticks.
Oh, boy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into that awesome new ride you deserve. And the place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2017 Camrys and Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The search for the next football coach at Brunswick High continues. A hire should be made by the end of the month. Seven local players were named to the All-State team earlier in the week. Those seven include DeAntony Demery from Brunswick, Zalante Hillary from Glenn Academy, and five players from NCA. Jonathan Jason, Dallas Anthony, Fred Carswell, Barry Jackson, and Joseph Roberts. Honorable mentions were DJ Dallas, Randon Jernigan, and Kendall Cross, all from Glenn. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Boy, they just cut that off. I guess they were ready for us to get started with this interview with Glenn Academy head coach Terrence Haywood. Hey, coach, thanks for taking the time and coming on with us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Sure, and of course, Coach Haywood joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Well, Coach, seems like that you guys had a pretty tough loss last night. Talk a little bit about that.
Great game against Brunswick High last night. It just did not turn out in our favor and quite how we would have wanted it to turn out. I think the final we ended up losing, I think, by 10 or 11. And they're a very good basketball team, and that's why they've only lost two games this year. And they're at the point right now where we're trying to get to that point, you know, with our team.
Right. Coach Haywood, I've seen a few of your games over the years and kind of know what you want to bring to the court. Kind of let people in Glenn County know, if they're contemplating going check out a Glenn Academy game, what kind of style of basketball they're going to see.
Kind of what we want to do is when I have the athletes to do it, and at Glenn Academy I do, I like to get up and down the court. We like to press and try to get out in transition and run. And like I said, we play 16 games, so it's no secret, and this is just kind of what I've done my entire career as a basketball coach. Like I said, when I have the athletes to do it, we do our best to try to get out and run, try to create offense through our defense and different things like that. So that's the kind of style that we like to play, and Brunswick High plays a very similar style. You know, they press the entire time and just kind of try to speed up the pace of the game. And if you've got athletes that can run and finish in transition, then it's a plus for your team.
This segment brought to us by I-95 Toyota and Shellen Hogan. Joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is the Glenn Academy basketball head coach, Terrence Haywood. You can get your calls in 912-275-7017. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Coach, talk a little bit to us about your season to this point.
We are 8-8 right now, and we're 1-2 in the region. And again, like I said, we definitely want to win every time we step on the court. We played some really tough competition over the Christmas break. The first tournament, we took the players up to Albany, Georgia, and we lost two tough ones to Monroe. Out of Albany and Doherty County High School out of Albany, who are two very tough teams. And I think we lost one by maybe 5 and one by 2 or 3. And then after the Christmas break, we went up to Statesboro to play in their Christmas tournament, and we lost one to Statesboro, and then we lost one to Richmond Academy. And all of those teams, I think, with the exception of Statesboro, are ranked in the state. So, again, like I said, over the break, I really wanted to get them in some good competition, which would hopefully prepare us for our region schedule. It's only 5 teams in our region, but it's 5 really good teams. We're sitting at 1-2 right now, along with Effingham, who's 1-2. Richmond Hill is 2-0, and Brunswick is 2-0. So, we're in a really tight race, and then Bradwell, I think they're 0-3. So we got 5 teams fighting for 4 spots. And like I say, we beat Effingham, who's only a 5-loss team on the season. And then we lost to Richmond Hill, who's, I think, 13-3, and Brunswick High, who is 14-2, were our 2 region losses. So, like I said, we're just right now competing, doing what we can to try to get into one of those 4 playoff spots this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, Coach, some people may not know that you coached the freshman football team.
Yes.
Kind of tell us a little bit about, is there any some names to maybe keep an eye out for, you know, coming down the pipe out at Glenn County Stadium in the future?
Well, I feel like, I enjoyed coaching the freshman football team. Myself, Coach Jason Bennett, and Coach Bob Black, we did the freshman this year at Glenn Academy, and we definitely have some talent coming up. Great group of young men, and this group has got everything. A really good quarterback. They've got linemen and skill guys. Very talented young men, and like we had two losses this year. One was to Camden, and one was to Pierce County's JV team. They don't have a ninth grade team, mm-hmm. so we played their JV team, and we lost 13-7. But the future looks very, very bright. Like Coach O'Dog will be able to continue on what he's done with the varsity team when this group here matures and gets in the weight room, gets a little bigger, gets a little stronger. They're going to be very good when they get of age.
Coach, talk to us a little bit about that quarterback. And, of course, we're all aware, most of us anyway, that Randon Jernigan is going to take over the reins for the Red Terriers this year or this upcoming year on the varsity level. Mm-hmm. But then behind him, we're not really sure which direction Coach Hidalgo is going to go. So talk to us about the young man that's on the freshman team, and is he in the running to take the reins from or take the reins under center when Jernigan graduates?
I'm not 100% sure. Can't say, but the young man, his name is Anthony Mountain, and I'm not certain who all he'll be competing against, but he will be one of the young men that will be competing for that spot, once Randon Jernigan graduates, and we'll just kind of see from there.
How about, do you feel like you guys are really, you've had a lot of close losses this year. Do you feel like you guys are kind of close to getting over the hump, maybe hitting on all cylinders as the region schedule really gets going?
I feel like we are. Like I said, we watch a lot of film, and we watch film of our games that we played, like our wins, and we look at the things that we do well. We look at our losses, and then we can see why in each one of those games, what we did, why we lost the game, why we didn't win, or like I said, we can see. We've only every game we lost this year have been probably by 7-8 points. Last night was an 11-point game, but other than New Hampstead, the rest of them have been 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-point losses, and we can see in every game, just either for a quarter or for a half, either we started out really slow and we dug a hole and now we're trying to fight in it, or we jumped out to a 12-14-point lead, then we kind of relaxed, and then we made it a dogfight, and several of these games has come down to, just a call here or there right at the end of the game that just did not, go in our favor, and we end up losing. So right now, like I said, we're 16 games in. We've got 9 regular season games left on the schedule, and we've got 5 region games left on the schedule. So, like I said, I'm not totally satisfied where we are right now. I'd like to be a little bit of a better spot, but again, we're not even to the halfway point of our region schedule. So, we've just got to get in there, keep working hard. I've got a great group of young men that I love coaching them. We have a great time with them. My staff, Coach David Bailey and Coach Leterio Shaw. And we're just going to keep on working, keep grinding, and see what we can do to continue to correct the mistakes and get Glenn Academy over the hump.
Coach, we'd like to thank you for taking the time and coming on with us.
Thank you so much for having me, as always. And like I said, you guys are welcome to call anytime.
Sure. Glenn Academy head basketball coach Terrence Haywood via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into that awesome new ride you deserve. And the place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2017 Camrys and Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Playoff time in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
I don't really follow the NFL too closely during the regular season. Yeah, I mean, I pay attention to it, but as I don't every Sunday have the television on. Typically, I'm just not into the NFL during the regular season. But then come playoff time, now that's a different story.
Right.
I'm glued to the TV, and so here we are, NFL playoff time. The wild card round starts today. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to jump into that.
Hey, Seattle will be hosting Detroit. Pittsburgh will be hosting the Dolphins. And then the Giants will travel to
Green Bay.
And then in the AFC, it is the Raiders going to Houston.
Yeah, because Raiders.
In the third string quarterback bowl. As David Carr, of course, broke his leg. Then Matt McGloin separated his shoulder last week for the Raiders. So now rookie from Michigan State, Connor Cook, will be making his first start in the playoffs. Welcome to the NFL, young man. And then the Texans went with Tom Savage, who was the backup, after they made the huge signing with Osweiler. And he fell flat on his face. Basically.
He didn't look very good, did he?
No, not at all. Mm. Savage came in, then promptly got put into concussion protocol on a sack. And now Osweiler, I believe, is starting again. So it's going to be some fun games. You get the full intensity of the NFL when the playoffs start. Not quite as bad as the NBA, but the NFL ratchets it up for sure.
Are any of these teams that are going to be playing this weekend legitimate Super Bowl contenders?
Yes.
Which ones?
I think that Giants-Packers game is one to definitely watch for going forward in the playoffs.
I feel like the Packers, they had a lot of injuries early on in the season. Those guys got healthy. They came back right in the nick of time to be able to get their act together and contend for the division, because that was their only shot they were going to get in, mm-hmm. was to win the division. Otherwise, yeah. They probably weren't going to get in based on what they had done up to that point. They won that huge game against Detroit, mm-hmm. to win the division. They got in. Now they've got the home playoff game. It's something like 15 degrees up in Green Bay, and they're going to be hosting the Giants, which, of course, you know, the Giants are no stranger to cold weather either. But I don't know. Playing in Lambeau Field when that tundra is frozen, to me, it's it's a huge, huge advantage for the Packers. And I like what you said. Both of those teams, I do feel like, are capable. At the end of the day, what happens to happen? What has to happen in the NFC for you to make the playoffs? You got to be Dallas.
Yeah.
Or anybody in this first round capable of beating Dallas? That's what you got to ask yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Giants are, as are the Packers, and I think the Seahawks are too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not, I mean, you know, the Cowboys are very good, but I don't really put them in that, you know, Patriots category or, you know, the 49ers or even the Cowboys of old, where they're just the dominant team in the NFC. And not obviously the Patriots in the AFC, but you get my point. I do feel like that the Falcons match up well with them. My biggest concern is I really want Seattle to win today, because if Detroit wins, then Detroit would go to Dallas next week, and the winner of the Giants-Packers game would go to Atlanta. I would much rather see the Falcons play the Seahawks next week as far as Atlanta's progression or going forward in the playoffs. And I think everybody else really wants to see the Giants or Packers play the Cowboys next week too. As far as matchups go.
When you say that you don't think of the Cowboys in the same light as the Patriots and the 49ers of old, when you bring up those two, I mean, I think of dynasties with those two. Obviously, Dallas has only done this for 1 year.
Right.
So is that the argument that you're making? Because I feel like at the end of the day, Dallas is the best team in the NFL right now.
I still got to go New England right now, even without Gronk. I'm just not sold. I'm just not sold on them being that dominant team, that much better than everybody else. I really don't. I think, you know, they've had quite a few close games, you know, winning out. Sometimes that magic kind of runs out at the wrong time. You can ask Atlanta a couple of years ago, and they were the best team in the NFC and would lose in the NFC title game or the week before. So I'm not ready to put them in that same beast mode category that some of these other teams are and have been.
This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Coastal Pines Technical College. 275-7017. I was thinking whether I wanted to give the number first or delve into my Dallas thing, I think. So I gave the number first. 275-7017. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. You can catch this show, thesouthernsportsedition.com. You can stream the show on demand. Go to that website. Man, I cannot disagree with you more on Dallas. I think Dallas is legit. I think Dallas is strong. I think they're the best team in the NFL. I think they win the Super Bowl, period. And I think they beat New England to do it. I understand what you're saying, because you haven't seen them do it like they have been doing it this year in the past, and you've seen New England do it. So I get that. Like, one of the guys that writes for the Southern Sports Edition, Kenneth Harrison, he has a saying, if I've never seen you do it, why would I believe that you're going to?
Right.
So I understand your logic. It makes sense. But when you watch them play, they don't have a weakness, man. Dak Prescott's played out of his mind. They can beat you throwing the football. Ezekiel Elliott has run the ball down everyone's throat all year long. Their offensive line's been really good. Their special teams have been good. Their defense has been really good. Everything that you need to have to win a Super Bowl across the board, it's there on their roster, and they've shown it all year long. I think not only are they going to be a tough out, I don't think that they go out. Mm-hmm. I'm sold on them.
Yeah.
Where's
your star? Where's your star at? I know you got a star somewhere. Your Dallas Cowboys star.
The thing is like, traditionally I've hated Dallas. I'm not a Dallas fan. Like, I kind of, when I was a kid, like, I liked the 49ers because it was Montana and Steve Young. So right. I was left-handed, and so was Steve Young. So I was more in line with that group of 49ers, with Steve Young as a quarterback. But so therefore, just by default, I don't like the Cowboys. If you're a 49er fan, you don't like the Cowboys. Yeah, it's the way it works. But professionally, which is kind of what I'm doing now, I look at that team and I'm just like, man, they're really, really good. And I don't see any other team having a path to exploit a weakness to win a game against Dallas in the playoffs.
Yeah. How about in the AFC? I honestly don't see anybody even challenging the Patriots. But the Chiefs, maybe. I mean, I take that back.
But Pittsburgh?
But New England, well, yeah. Okay, how about this? I don't see either Houston or Oakland challenging New England next
week. Well, you really had to recant that, didn't you? You went from nobody to, well, these two teams.
I mean, yeah, if anybody's going to beat them, it's going to be the Chiefs or the Steelers, but or the Dolphins. I don't know. I got to say Dolphins for my Miami family down there. But
I'm going Chiefs Cowboys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Unless Miami beats Pittsburgh, New England will be waiting on the winner of Oakland and Houston next week.
Which is basically a gimme game.
Exactly. That's my exact point. They're not going to have to really exert themselves yet again. they'll have a scrimmage game against Houston or Oakland. And that, how much does that play to New England's advantage? You know, injuries can happen at any time, so you never know. But how much does that play to New England's advantage to not have a bye week, and then have another game that's maybe, and it's the NFL, anything can happen, but on paper, they shouldn't really have to exert themselves even next week.
On the other side of the break, the Hawks blowing it up.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The search for the next football coach at Brunswick High continues. A hire should be made by the end of the month. Seven local players were named to the All-State team earlier in the week. Those seven include DeAntony Demery from Brunswick, Zalante Hillary from Glen Academy, and five players from NCA. Jonathan Jason, Dallas Anthony, Fred Carswell, Barry Jackson, and Joseph Roberts. Honorable mentions were DJ Dallas, Randon Jernigan, and Kendall Cross, all from Glen. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So the Atlanta Hawks at 20-16 on the, I guess really we're about halfway through the season now. At 20-16, it appears the Hawks have abandoned ship on the 2016-2017 year, and they've already made one move that's we're waiting to officialize, but it's mm-hmm. going to happen. And then there are several rumors about some other guys that they're just going to unload, and it looks like they're saying, you know what, we're not going to beat Cleveland. So we're going to put ourselves in a position to get a lottery pick and we're just going to start from scratch.
I guess. I mean, I can see both sides of it, but I feel like they should have at least given this a full season to see what happens. Because they started out hot. I don't know if you remember. They started out hot, you know, like 9-2, something like that, and then fell off badly. But if we again won 5 in a row now. But I don't know. They've traded Korver to Cleveland for Mo Williams, a first-round pick in 2019.
Right, in 2 years.
Protected, so it can't be a top-10 pick. And then returning also with that is Mike Dunleavy Jr., who is now 36, which really is crazy. But also Mo Williams from point guard for Cleveland, who I guess you said he'd been kind of banged up most of the year.
He hasn't played at all for Cleveland whatsoever this year. He had some injuries, had some surgery in the offseason. He just hasn't seen the court because he hasn't been healthy enough to get on the court.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of, if they keep Williams, I kind of like the move because their backup point guard is a rookie behind George Schroeder and Malcolm Delaney from Virginia. He's 2 years out of Virginia Tech. He played overseas last year. But so I like a little bit more stability coming in with Mo Williams at the backup.
But he hasn't played.
I mean, he will in Atlanta. If nothing else, just to showcase him to trade him later on. But what really concerned me, the Korver deal I can kind of see because you've got the draft picks that we had, Taurean Prince from Baylor and Bembry, the kid out of Temple. Big time wings, a lot of length, a lot of athleticism, certainly more than Korver has. So you kind of could see what they bring to the table as well because they've been playing well in the D League and when they've gotten spot minutes in Atlanta. So I can kind of see that. But we also saw rumors of moving Paul Millsap, you know, moving Tabo Sefolosha, moving Tim Hardaway Jr., who has really come on big time this year for the Hawks. So I don't really see moving everybody. Now, the key, I guess, is Millsap and Sefolosha are entering their free agent year, you know. Are they not going to bring them back anyway, so get what you can for them now? I mean, I guess that's the route they're going to take.
This segment brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017. We will take your calls. thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. We will read your emails over the air, even though I haven't even checked the email at all. But I'll do it in a minute, and if there's something there, I'll read it. At the end of the day, the Hawks are 20-16. They're fourth in the Eastern Conference, which is typically where they are every single year. Mm-hmm. They went out and got Dwight Howard in an attempt to make them to reshape, I guess, basically the structure of their team to make themselves a more solid, physical. A more physical team, be able to play from the middle out. Okay, mm-hmm. In hopes that would be able to counteract what the NBA is right now and get them, move themselves upward in the Eastern Conference. At the end of the day, if you're the Atlanta Hawks, what do? You look at Cleveland and you say, what do we have to do to beat Cleveland? Because at the end of the day, Cleveland has knocked you out the last, I think it's 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get past the Cavs. In the Eastern Conference, I mean, the goal is the same for everybody, beat Cleveland. If you're going to go to the finals, you got to beat Cleveland. Nobody's been able to do it. The Hawks look at their situation and they say, we're fourth in the Eastern Conference. We're fourth pretty much every year, except for that 1 year where they won the East, but then they got beat by Cleveland.
Yeah.
So you look at where you are and you say, even though we've made these moves, we're still in the same exact position that we were. Why are we continuing to bang our head against the wall? Unload what we got. Let's rebuild this thing. Get some draft picks. Get into the lottery. See what we have with the younger guys that we made picks with last year in our draft. See what they can do. Make determinations on them whether they're going to be a part of our future or not. And let's get in the draft. Let's get in the top 10. And let's get ourselves a star to build around, which is something that they haven't really had in a very long time.
Yeah, that's they've never had that go-to player, even as good as they were under, you know, post-Dominique Wilkins, you know, career. They were always that very good team. But they never had that go-to guy. I guess the closest they probably had was like Steve Smith, Mookie Blaylock, that era. You know, you had Dikembe, but that's not really your go-to guy on offense. That's your defensive stopper. Even in Horford, you know, guys like Horford, Teague, you saw why they jettisoned those guys because they gave it a shot, had pretty really solid 2 or 3 year run there, winning the East, fourth in the East last year, and just couldn't get over the hump, and or over Cleveland, I guess is more specific. And in fact, were swept by Cleveland. Well, the Howard signing seemed to indicate, because Horford ended up with, I think, 6 total rebounds in that series last year. And I think that really stuck in Coach Budenholzer's head of, my God, even our biggest guy can't get any rebounds against Cleveland. So let's get a guy that at least, you know he's going to be physical and take up space and at least board and play better defense for you. I don't see. I think the real downfall with the Hawks has kind of been since Danny Ferry had to leave the GM position.
That's interesting.
You know, he brought that first team together. Budenholzer was the coach. Now he's been promoted to the GM. Ferry's been sent jettisoned away. I guess I've used jettison twice now. But I liked what he brought to the team. It kept Budenholzer more focused on the court, not having to worry about personnel and signings and trades and things like that. Now that's all Coach Budenholzer. And I wonder if it's maybe too much for him.
It's a really interesting dynamic and take on that. I have not ventured down that route to figure out that's the problem. What I do know is what they have, they're not beating Cleveland.
Yeah.
They're going to finish fourth or fifth in the Eastern Conference, and they're same problem they've had for the last decade. They're in the middle tier. They're not bad enough to be making the playoffs, mid-tier of the Eastern Conference, and they're not good enough to win the thing.
Yeah.
So you're stuck in that middle ground, and you got to do something. You cannot continue to pay the kind of money that you're paying for second round, third round ousts in the playoffs and not even sniffing the finals. You can't do that. So you got to do something. Either you've got to go out and make a huge free agent signing, is what they attempted to do in the offseason with Dwight Howard. That hasn't panned out the way they wanted it. So now the other option, blow the thing up, start over, and see what happens. You're just going to have to go ahead and give Cleveland the Eastern Conference for the next probably 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. And in that time, you rebuild around somebody that you get in the draft. And when that run is over in Cleveland, that's probably when you're going to – yeah, there's your shot.
Yeah, I don't know. That's how about Cleveland's perspective? I do like the move for Cleveland very much, getting another great shooter for LeBron to kick it out to. But I tell you what, we'll talk more about it next week.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into that awesome new ride you deserve. And the place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2017 Camrys and Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff.
Sugarman.